Okay, let's get into Yevamos Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, Mayim She'ein Lahem Sof, and a couple of discussions relating to that. We know the Braisa tells us here, or even the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about if a man falls into Nafal Mayim She'ish Lahem Sof, Bein She'ein Lahem Sof, Ishto Asura. If a man falls into water, even if they have a sof, even if you can see the other side, the Tanakhama says, Ishto Asura, she is not allowed to get remarried. Remeir quotes a story, Maisa Be'efa Chenafa Labora Gadol, Va'ala Lachar Shlosha Yamin, and he came out after 3 days. But, says the Mishnah Rabbi Yossi, Maisa Besuma, Shiar Latov, Amara, Vyar Moshe Vacharav, Vishok, they did Shinafso, they waited a few days, and they married off his wife because it was impossible that he would have survived. And the Gemara then says later on, the Chilik of Mayim Sheyesh Lahem Sof or Mayim She'ein Lahem Sof, Mayim Sheyesh Lahem Sof Muteres, if it has a certain limited area and you can see the other side, Mayim She'ein Lahem Sof Asura, Mayim that is has infinite levels and borders, Asura, because you never know where something somebody might come out, and though it's far-fetched, but it's still not allowed. So a couple of discussions we'll have, again, we could speak about this for many hours. Simon Yud Zayin is a very long simon. This was much discussed after the Holocaust. This was much discussed after 9/11. But some of the sources that are related. The Mordechai quotes Rabbi Eliezer mi Vardon. Not sure exactly how to pronounce that. Rabbi Eliezer mi Vardon quotes that it says diktik. It says Mayim She'ein Lahem Sof Ishto Asura. It doesn't say Asura Laolam. It just says Asura. So is that significant? So most Rishonim say, no, it's not significant. Asura means Asura. But he says, oh, it doesn't say Asura La'olam. It must be that there's some amount of time after which time she would be allowed. It wouldn't be, it's not La'olam. Shvami na delav La'olam ka'amar. V'chei nirish etol rabo seinu. Alei v'shalom al chachmi hador v'yirei shamayim. He says, it's totally on the rabbis of the generations v'yirei shamayim she yiskavnu. The Askilu al Inyan Hamaora Bedoram. They will see based on the what they decide in their generation. The Herech Maod Limso Alila Vahatir, and the story was there was a woman, Isha Shinis Agna Arba Shanim, Kinitva Baila, the 4 years that their husband had drowned, the Cheskas, the Chazakos Mochichos, Shinitva, and Chazakos prove that he drowned, Kia Kalim Asherito Besfina, all the items that were with him on a boat, Nimsu al Svasayam, were found on the edge of the river. V'chein kasev Rabbeinu Avram ben Moshe, shekol mashehu hergulu ha'olam lafarish da'asura la'olam, nir mishum d'stomach amar asura, v'lo yov kitzva l'davar, v'yalzeh ha'mashmos yish l'tamua, says the Mordechai after quoting this. I don't know, nobody else says this, that there's a limit or a non-limit, v'yalzeh ha'mashmos yish l'tamua, da'a ravashi, have a right, the Ravashi said that Tzurva Meirabanan, who was famous, right, even Mayim She'ein Lahem Sof should have been Muteres. The Salik Kala Islay, because you would have heard about him, he's very famous. So, Im Kain, Luderi Mafarj Asura La'olam, Vazlidim Basar Stama, the Tani Asura Stam, Im Kain Tzurva Meirabanan, Lamalon Ostoshir, Masai Muteres. So, why didn't they say it Akula by Tzurva Meirabanan? Shri Zeb Bob, Kamon Nasadat Verachla Shiurin. How do you decide who's famous, who's not famous, how many years, says the Mordechai on this day up? How are you supposed to make a chilukim in this? See, he quotes Rabbi Rabbi Avram Kasav, the Kasha Be'enav Lahatir, the Chenir Rabbi Nobarach, the Chen Kasav Rav Yah, the Chazina Kaman, the Ro Yahil Shamta. Right, Amati Lachan Chila. Kuv the Rav Shela, right, the story, they were going to put Rav Shela in Cherim. Velokava Chachamim Zman Vadavar, the Ein Biadeno Levado Zman Bilibenu, the Dvarim Below Raya, Velases Amaslos, Kibamakam Sharasu Chachamim Lahatir. Right, where the Chachamim say it's mutter, they said it's mutter. Ein mipie, mesiach lefitumo, psule eidos verabos keila. V'yish b'kama shechmiru Chachamim, v'lo chashu li'igun, k'gom v'mayim she'en lam sof, v'chin berui meguya, v'tzula v'chulu. And therefore he says, I don't think this is an option to say that, oh, there's a certain amount of time, and the Chachamim have to use their head. The Chachamim have to use their head, yes, of course. The Gdoli Olam always try to be matir if they can, but can't really be without strong evidence. It's normal to say Asura. Asura stam pitrona la'olam. It means la'olam. If it ever says la'olam, there's a reason for it. But either way, that's the Mordechai and the Rav Yah. The Beis Yosef quotes this discussion. Again, it sounds very logical, but it's not. You can't just use logic when it comes to Eidus Isha. It has logic, but it has a lot to do with even far-fetched cases. Even far-fetched cases. The Beis Yosef in Simid Yud Zayin, Os Lamed Beis, quotes this from the Mordechai, and he says, I don't think that, let me just find the Dibur HaMaskil, he says, I don't think that this is something that we can rely on. He says, V'divrei, Yavagav Jol Shri Yisrael La'olam, he quotes, V'hanach roe mi kama ravervi, shacholken al Reb Elazar mi vardan, v'ta'amim nechochim ubrurim, v'divrei Reb Elazar, eilem amashi yismochu, v'chalakas libo bahora lahatir isha, al pi osa tshuva. The Beis Yosef says anybody who tries to matir based on that tshuva asid liti nesadin l'chein shomer nafsho yirchak mimena. Shomer nafsho has to be very nervous about matiring in that situation based on that. There is a tshuva of the Mahari Beirav in Siman Yud Gimel. Mahari Beirav was one of the greats of Tzfat. He was born in Spain in 1474 in Toledo. He was expelled in 1492 with the others, with his future Talmud, Rabbi Yosef Cairo. He went to Fez, Morocco, became the chief rabbi at age 18, eventually came to Tzfat, and then he became very famous. He tried to give smicha to Rabbi Yosef Cairo, the Rabbanim of Yerushalayim, more interested in that, but he was the Rav of Yosef Cairo and the Mabit. He died in 1541. The case that he deals with in Simon Yud Gimel in his shuv is that there was a guy whose feet were tied to the boat, and the boat sunk. And years later, the question is, can we be matter his wife? That's the question. Hayaraglov kshuros lelua hasvina. How do we know that? We know that. That his feet were tied up. V'nitzba'a hasvina v'avad shmo v'zachro min ha'olam. V'yesh lazeh heishanam o'yoser. It's been 5 or 6 years. Im nadim lazeh kedin mayim she'en lahem sof. V'ishto asura lihinasel ha'chila. Do you consider this a mayim she'en lahem sof case? Because that's what it was. The riv, the water. O dilma kibach hayaraglov kshuros. Lo nichnas b'takanas mayim she'en lahem sof. Maybe it's not in that regular rule. V'tia muteris linasir l'chachila, and she would be mutter to marry. Says the Ma'ari Beirav. In this case, I think one can be makel after quoting all of the sources, including the Mordechai. He says v'nidla shalafanenu so shtei raglav shalanit bakshuros b'dafas svina. Sarach she yasmin lo. It's not just that, like our Gemara says, that daf shel svina has to be floating by, but somebody who to untie his legs and a daf shel svina. Sarach she yasmin lo ashayet baofan she yatiru shtei raglov v'shi yizdamin lo daf zeh lo shamanu ubazeh lo tiknu chachamim umilsa de lo shchiach kimat klal lo tiknu chachamim. I don't think this would be included in the takana of mayim she'en la himself. And then he quotes the Mordechai and Reb Elazar Mivardin, which we wouldn't paskin like meikra. Din, but benita shalofanenu af al pishalo nismoch legamrei al zos hasvara ki yesh kemo heishanim shenitba kemo shekasavta uladas Reb Elazar Mivardan heisim muteres shein lecha maslos yoser chazakos devade anan sadi shenitba kiva shtei raglav haikshuros vein lecha maslos yoser chazakos mizeh niravadai uladas kule alma yatiru zosa isha. Everyone would matter this woman mitzadei yis raglav kshuros. And you just use Reb Elazar Mivardan as a sniff. And he quotes that again, Tali Adar Ba'omid Lefiros Talmidei Chachamim V'yei Shemayim B'chol Dav Adar. And therefore he quotes at the end of this tshuva that he would be matir in this case. What about today, right? Some posts can discuss in the age of transportation and communication, if somebody gets up in the other side of the world, you know, you'd know about it, then you hear about it, and how would you not hear from somebody. Maybe that's a sniff lahatir. The post can talk about this in the days of train, kavachomer in the days of telephone, in the days of email. You know, somebody's alive on the other side of the world. Makes a lot of sense, but the post can say it's very hard to be makel against Takanas Chazal in this type of situation. Just based on what we would have heard about him. In the first tshuva of the Minchas Yitzchak, first tshuva of Dayan Weiss, Chelik Aleph, Simon Aleph, he talks about Agunas. I think it's about Agunas of the Shoah, head of Auschwitz. Rav Moshe Feinstein has many tshuvas about this too. He uses this svara, again, not totally, but as poskim in this genre, always pile on heter after heter, meaning sniff lahatir v'sif lahatir. He talks there about an O Zion, ha-telegraph, ha-telephone, misukanim. Right, he wrote this years ago. Ubahem yedubar ha-kol ha-mikrim, ha-she yishavu ba-olam, b'chaleis b'chol shah, v'shari ha-tevel psuchim lefnei kol, asher yedei zeh kasvud avi umdina gedola, ha-muchachas v'yadifa kachazaka. And he quotes from the Sefer Bris Avraham. quotes from the Sefer Bris Avram. Bris Avram says, and we've quoted this in the past from the Koheles Yaakov. The Rav Shachter quotes this from the Mishkos Yaakov and Beitza, but here he quotes this from the Bris Avram. Helad klal mechudash. We have a principle of davar shebeminyan. So we know maybe this is a davar shebeminyan. Tzarech minyan acher lahatiro. You need a minyan acher to be matarit, like the Sugi Maseches Beitza. But we find sometimes that once the reason doesn't apply, the takana falls away. Not too often, but once in a while we find that. Once the reason won't apply, we discuss this in Beis Adav Hey, in the Sugya Birchas Kohanim, right? The Beis Yosef quotes, if Kohanim nowadays, because they cover their hands, so they could duch it even if they have movement on their hands. But what do you mean? Davar Shem Minyan, that if the Kohen has movement on his hands, he's allowed to duch it. How is that allowed? And other examples, without getting into them now. But the Bris Avrab says, if the Takana or the Gzera was ever against a mitzvah, so then it has to be that the reason is built in. And if the reason doesn't apply anymore, then the din would fall away. Right? The other example quote is, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a question without answering it in the Bir Halacha. If nowadays there's very few Rishus HaRabim Daraisas, right? Almost every situation is Rishus HaRabim Darabanan, and that's why you're allowed to build an Eriv. So then, why do we say that? Gzera Shemei Avirenu. You can't blow shofar. When Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos, you can't shake a lulav. Isn't it a Gzera L'Gzera? The whole Rishus HaRabim is Darabanan, so therefore, why do we have to be Choshesh that you might carry out to Rishus HaRabim Darabanan? At least if it's Sarachiyin. The question is, what do you mean? It's a davar shebeminyan. It's a gzera. Gzera deraba. Shema yavirenu. How could he even think about the possibility of mattering that? And what's the answer? The answer must be because that's a gzera against a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah daraisa of shofar. The mitzvah daraisa of lulav. There's a mitzvah daraisa of berchas kohanim. So if ever the chachamim make a gzera against a mitzvah, so then in that situation we would have to say that once the reason doesn't apply anymore, then the din falls away. So suggest the Bris Avraham here quoted by the Minchas Yitzchak in his first tshuva, Aval im mitchila mitzvah bedavar, after asru hadavar levatel hamitzvah, machmas ezetam o geder visyag, memela kishabatel hatam, laman levatel hamitzvah, mibeli shum tam. Behu nachon bisvara. Fevi smuchin l'svara zo. He quotes a Chuvas Arash, right? That's about tzitzis. Getting rid of the mitzvah of tzitzis. He quotes about the idea of lending ribbons to a guy. Bididun didun. Kiva da chazina da chashu chachamim harbe l'takana sagunos. Since the Rabbana were very choshes. That's the starting point. That you have to try to be matar agunos. Then they, and that's the mitzvah. And then they made a din of not allowing it because of Mayim Sheish Lemsof. But if ever the reasons wouldn't apply, maybe you'd get back to the din of being Matir Agunos. And therefore, he says, in this case, Be'umdinus Gedolos, we would try to do our best. You would call many of these cases Yediya below Re'iya, which is a principle that Gemara has. By Chalav Akum, Benidon Dahai Gamna, Shanodon Kazi Shlomar Kela Yedia below Ria, Dari Anu Yachol Nomar Lafia Inyan, Vaho Umdinos, Hamochichos Alze, Tavi Bevade Mace, Rakanaku Lorainu Beinenu, Uba Aguna, Mahani Gam Yedia below Ria, Ukidilla Halon, Raklamaisa, and Lisboch Rakmet Sirif Hagadas Akum, Ukimavur, Harbe Mizachronim. Again, this is, these are some of the truth. But this is, again, in general, the things change to name, Mayim Shein Lamsof, Yesh Lamsof, again, many chuvis about 9/11, they use DNA evidence, they use cell phone service. They didn't just rely on, people would have known about it because today, because of communication. We did use every technological advance to try to determine if they could have gotten that they were, the people were in the building. There's a whole sefer I have at home about the tshuvas of relating to 9/11. Almost everyone, they found DNA evidence. Rav Avadi Yosef was matir, the few that were left, based on obviously his genius and his tshuvas. But that's all general Mayim Shein Lahem Sof. Are we choshesh l'nes? Are we choshesh that somebody was saved by miraculous intervention? So the Gemara talks about it here. The Gemara in our daf talks about what if somebody falls into a bar hagadol. Somebody falls into a pit. Somebody falls into fire. Says the Brisa, Nafa logofa arayos ein me'idin alav. If somebody falls into a lion's den, we're not me'id. Lachafura malea nachashim akrabim me'idin alav. Somebody falls into snakes and scorpions, we are me'id. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says, even lachafura malea nachashim akrabim ein me'idin alav. No, we're not me'id there too. Maybe chashidin shem achaver, who maybe he's somebody who can you know, Yodea Lilchosh, that knows how to do incantations and keep the snakes off of him. Okay, but that's a machlokas. Next, Tana Rabbanan, Nafal Latoch Kifshan HaEish Me'idinolav. If somebody falls into a Kifshan HaEish, then we're made that he died. He fell into a Kifshan HaEish. Good, says the, if he falls into a vat full of wine and oil, Meir alav. Rav Acha says maybe there's a chilik between the two. But let's continue. Rav Meir then says there was a story that somebody fell into a bar hagadol, right? That's Rav Meir back in the Mishnah, and he got came up after 3 days. Says the Gemara, Amru lo Rabbi Meir, Ein maskir in maisa nisim. Don't bring me miracles. Don't be a miracle happened one time. That's not something that we have to be choshesh for. Ein maskir in maisa nisim. What's maisa nisim? What was the nes here in the bar hagadol? Is it that he didn't lo achav lo ishi? Didn't eat and drink? No. You could go eating without eating and drinking for 3 days. That's what it says in Megillas Esther. V'tzumu alive al tochlu al tishtu. Ella that he didn't sleep. He didn't sleep. Amar Rabbi Yochanan shvush lo ishan shlosh yamim malkan asov yashen la alter. Rabbi Meir, why didn't he say that? Keep it, Agabi keep it. Maybe there are arches in there that that he could have held on to. And they say, no, they were smooth. Okay, this whole discussion. Tosva says right here, Ein maskir in maisa nisim. Tema lari. Didn't we say before that if somebody falls into gova arayos ein me'idin alav? Right, if somebody falls into lion's dead, you're not allowed to testify. Only snakes and scorpions is a machlokas. But lion's dead, for sure you can't be made. What do you mean? Wouldn't it be a nace if he falls in? V'chein miyam she'en lamsof. Mayam she'en lamsof falls into the ocean. Wouldn't it be a nace if he survives? So how could our Gemara say, ein maskir in maisa nisim, if the issue from earlier sounds like we would rely on a nace? The Yesh Lomar says, Tosfos, de'eno mamish maisa nisim. Those aren't mamish nisim. They're just very far-fetched. They're not miraculous. Ela yesh litzlos she'enam re'evim. Maybe the lions weren't hungry. Ubamayim she'en lam sof yesh litzlos bedav shel sfina v'gal torid. And mayim she'en lam sof, maybe there'll be a board going by. Maybe a wave will take him. But again, there's a difference between far-fetched and miraculous. Miu, but what it says Tosas in the Yerushalmi, Tosas seems to have a machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Yesh be Yerushalmi. Nafal l'gov shal arayos ein me'idin alav, shema na'asolo nes kidaniel. If somebody falls into a lion's den, you cannot testify because maybe a nes happened, like Daniel had a nes with the lions. Nafal kifshan shal eish ein me'idin alav, choshesh shema na'asolo nes kechananya mishol v'azarya. So it sounds like Tosfos is presenting this as a machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Again, the Bavli, ein maskir in maisa nisim, but you are maskir, far-fetched, while the Yerushalmi, choshesh lenisim. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch says, in Yud Zayin Lamid, we are meid al kivshan ha'esh. We are meid. Nafa latoch kivshan ha'esh, o latoch yore rosachas, malaya yayin, o shemen, o mayim, O sheshachtu bo shnei simanim o ruban afilu amaru barach meidin alav shemes shevade sof alamus v'chein kol kayotze bo midvarim she'i efshar she'yichye elo yomus miyad bezman karav hara'elu meidin alav. And that is what the Shulchan Aruch says. If you look in the Rashba, if you look in the Rashba, in Ardaf, the Rashba says, well, maybe there are different types of fires. Maybe there are different types of fires. Says the Rashba, Mistavra, Betol Kivshan, She'enu Yacholalos Mimenu, Kagon Shahu Amok. That's where we're meyin. Halatoch Midura, if it's a little flame, a little fire, Ein Me'idin Alav. Shemiyata Misham L'sha, maybe he came out. And therefore, says the Rashba, maybe there are different types of fires. Based on that, the Bach, right here, says maybe there's no machlokas between the Bavli and the Rishalmi. Maybe they're talking about different types of fires. Right, when it's a deep pit of fire, that's the Bavli, that's Me'idin. But the Yerushalmi is talking about a shorter pit than Me'idin. The problem is the Pashtus, the Chalkat Bechok, he says the Bach is not the Pashtus of the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says Maskirin Maisa Nisim, and it says like Daniel, like Hanani Mishal Vazarya. So it's very difficult to say that there's no Machlokas, no Machlokas. The Atzei Arazim says maybe there's a difference between types of Nisim. Right. After all, according to Yerushalmi, even if you see somebody who's dead, maybe Tchias HaMesim, right? So maybe there is different Nisim. Even the Yerushalmi is only Choshish for Nisim in the world of Teva. Very far-fetched, but not against Teva. While the Bavli is not. But this also is Sarachiyat, because what, Tchias HaMesim? So that That's a whole shaila. If this case of Esim, are they still married? Would they have to get married again? Right. And the Yerushalmi compares to Daniel, Hanan Mishav Azariah. That's out of Derech HaTeva. That's not regular stretching, far fetched. Either way, the Pesachei Teshuva here discusses from earlier poskim also many cases about the people in fire, and you find bones. Right? Can you be made based on that? Maybe the way this is a discussion of Ein Maskir and Maisa Nisim, and generally we do not rely on, we're not choshesh for Nisim, but for far-fetched we are, and therefore one has to be very careful and know before any type of heter. Okay, you should all be lahalacha v'lo lamaisa.